Hey guys, it's Pat, coming back at you with the next episode of the Hollowed Down Cigar Lounge Talk Series. You see, we got an extra guest. As usual, I'm Pat, Johnny Bravo, and our first time guest, my boy Cates.
What up, guys?
So he's going to be joining us today, hang out, talk a little bit, smoke some cigars. Of course, we're having some lovely bourbon with us. Not sponsored, so we're not going to tell you what it is. We're just having a good time. It's something we enjoy. So, today is just kind of a kickback day, kind of chill. I've got one thing to talk about. We're going to flow through the rest of it somehow. We'll figure it out. It is February in Louisiana. We are getting some wind. It was supposed to be a nice, somehow a 70-degree February day.
It's Louisiana.
It's Louisiana, and it's, again, cold and wind that was not forecasted. So, you know, it is what it is. So, if we get whiplashed by some curtains, it is what it is. So, y'all guys want to take some smokes or what?
Absolutely. Let's what are we smoking today?
So, this is a Padilla Series 68. Let's see if one of these bad boys will show. I know I got lights everywhere. Y'all are well aware of this. We're going to try to show you this. And then we'll let Mr. Johnny Bravo over here. I have no idea if any of these cameras are going to show this to you because...
So while he's doing that, I'm going to read out the description off Cigars International. So Padilla Series 68, it's a darkness scale 4 out of 5. It's a Gordo. It's got a Corojo wrapper. Did I say that right?
Corojo. You're really close.
Geez, see, I don't know Spanish very well at all.
Glad I'm not the only one.
I butcher so many words on here. Its origin is Honduras. So it's a classic blend. Padilla 1968 commemorates the year that Ernesto Padilla's father, Roberto, was jailed for publishing a collection of poetry slamming Fidel Castro. This blend was crafted with care and exhibits the renowned quality and bountiful flavor that has become the hallmark of Padilla cigars. Hailing from, I'm really going to butcher this word, really, Tabacalera? Yep.
Tabacalera. There's some few Spanish words even I can't pronounce. So. Anyways, we are Southern white boys. I'm sorry.
This blend features Nicaraguan. Yeah, I don't even know how to say this word either. Criollo. Criollo and Corojo. I don't think you need me to read this anymore. Anyways, it's got us.
You are fired, sir.
Citrus spice, earth, coffee, and cream. I'm just going to leave it at that.
You're not going to jump in on any more of that Spanish there, sir?
It's already been bad enough. 2 years in high school was not enough.
All right, look, so let's say.
I had French.
So what we're going to say is Padilla 68 commemorates the year that Ernesto Padilla's father was jailed for publishing a blah, blah, blah with notes of citrus, spice, earth, coffee, and cream. That's what you got out of what he just said.
That's all I need to know.
Because everything else you couldn't pronounce.
That's all I need to know.
Yeah. I love it. That's fun. All right. So anyway, as I bounce between every camera trying to get you a shot, you may or may not have seen that. The lighting is horrible today. It's post. We're like got the one day between two storms, so I don't know what it's doing. So anyway, so we're going to cut these puppies. So.
V-cut?
Oh, yeah, definitely V-cut. So I think y'all have heard us talk about this before. We kind of cut or punch depending on what the cap does. I thought these were double cap. It sure as hell looks to me like it's a single cap. I've had one of these, but it has been a minute. I don't actually remember when the last time I had one is, so I don't remember what it tastes like as far as profile-wise, other than it's a Padilla, and I usually like everything that they do. So yeah, that's got to be a triple, because that made a very good cut on the end of that. I'm happy with it.
Are you happy with it?
I'm very happy with it. All right, before you light it, just put it on your lips. You taste that cream? I didn't expect it, and it kind of caught me off guard. It's like very, very subtle.
It is very subtle.
It is.
But it's there.
Yeah.
So, we always Get a good toast on the end of it. As I say probably every time y'all see me light a cigar. Those of you on the podcast that are listening that don't have the video, as always, this is my favorite time of the podcast, the pure silence of the first draws. That's pretty dang good.
Yeah, that's very good.
I don't know where they got the citrus from.
So I don't taste the citrus, but I get a subtle, like, I don't want to call it a bite, but it's not quite crisp.
I can taste the cream.
It's something back there, like a tingle, but I can't taste the flavor.
I taste the spice in the front. It kind of mellows out in the middle, and then you get a little tingle in the back.
Yeah.
That cream's kind of almost in the middle, really.
I think the cream kind of nullifies the strong flavor that would have been the citrus.
A slight hint of coffee, too. I can slight hint of coffee.
This is like a good Bailey's Irish cream in a cigar. They are a little dark, though, so...
Yeah,
I like it.
It's good.
And, KT, you haven't been...
I haven't had a cigar. Yeah. Some time.
Been a while?
It had been a while.
So, even if... When me and him first started, I smoke cigars all the time. I really don't do anything else. He does, too. But, as anybody that's seen more than just today's show has become aware... I like the darker stuff. He likes more milder stuff. So, I've thrown a couple real dark ones at him, especially that Triple Vegas A.
Dude, is that the one that I was like, whoa? It was like a horse just kicked me in the face.
It's the darkest cigar. It's not the darkest cigar, but it's the darkest one that I like. And I told him it was dark and left it alone because I wanted a true, genuine reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And he took a stronger puff than he probably would have if I'd have warned him.
So he just left you out to dry, pretty much, is what he's saying.
Absolutely. What else do you do for your friends?
But I enjoy it. It was actually a good cigar. You know what the last one I had was?
What's that?
A Fat Bottom Petty.
You know what? I'm going to practice my surprised face. Because when we went up to Woot, was that the first time you'd had that one?
Yeah.
I think it was.
Yeah.
I've got my friends
hooked on it too.
They're good, man. Y'all are interested, I think it was episode 5, maybe. I think that's right. It was before Christmas. Went to see our buddy Wooten smoke some Fat Bottom Buddies. Fantastic.
Thanksgiving time, I thought.
I just remember it was before. Was it for Thanksgiving?
It was before Christmas.
It was on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Good catch. It was Thanksgiving.
I thought it was Thanksgiving
22. Find that one. And I apologize to y'all and you guys if I keep getting up, because that's the third time I've gotten up for the wind moving a camera. So if I keep jumping out of screen, I'm trying to run away. You know, trying.
Yeah, we won't let you do that. It's okay.
Yeah, probably not.
You're stuck with this.
Sorry. I'm stuck. Dude, this is good. I'm not speechless very often on a cigar. I usually can... run my mouth, as you both very well know.
It's good taste. Good taste.
But this very is just good. Fantastic, man. So, Padilla makes some good cigars. This is pretty good. It is a Corojo wrapper. It's not a full Maduro. Corojo's
it's a what wrapper?
Corojo.
So,
because I don't know how to say it.
What's a Corojo wrapper? Explain to us, not as...
So, I won't get super technical today, because we are actually planning on doing a show sometime this year specifically on explaining a bunch of different type of wrappers.
Okay.
So that'll be an episode Pat does pretty much by himself.
Pretty much, and he'll be like, oh, cool,
yeah,
sweet.
That's cool.
Look, I can be the guy who asks a bunch of questions.
Let's do it. Hey, we can make it a Q&A panel type day. And if I don't know specifics, guess what? Power Google, my friend. Because I don't know everything. There's going to be something I won't know. But... in specifics, you know, everybody loosely, most people know that you have a couple different wrapper types, and the most two common are probably Connecticut Maduro. Connecticut light, Maduro dark. But it's not quite that simple. You've got you know, on the lighter side, you've got Cabanas and you've got Havana wrappers, but you've also kind of got your dark Brazilians, your dark Maduros, Corojos on the darker side, but it's not, it's quite as bitter as like a Brazilian oily leaf would be.
Okay.
So you kind of start going down this darkness scale, and a lot of your lip flavors can come from your wrapper. That's the first thing that's going to bite you. And so this is a Corojo wrapper, so I'll get more specifics when we do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically a good full-bodied, flavorful wrapper. I know, I'm just watching these cameras just getting blown everywhere. Good flavorful wrapper. Has a good note on your lips, first aroma, but it's not super oily like a Brazilian would be. So it's kind of that middle ground, you know, bodiness. About the simplest way without going too technical.
Yeah.
I like it.
Man, this is some good stuff.
Yeah.
So, so I will do something that I have not done on this show yet. We don't technically have any official sponsors, and this curtain behind me is going to do absolutely nothing for us today. Whatever. Y'all have seen the firewood behind it. You've seen the brick wall behind it. Whatever. Aesthetics don't exist today. So I'm going to do something I haven't done before. Like I said, we don't have sponsors. You know, if we do in the future, fantastic. We, all three of us, are, as best to our ability, healthy individuals. Try to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're both different. Well, I guess we're all different, athletic, sporty, healthy, in different ways, different facilities. But all three of us have very crazy jobs. I picked up by now, me and Johnny are in law enforcement world. He's in medical field, works right alongside us. We see each other frequently, so have to kind of keep on your toes, keep busy, keep moving. Never know what's going to come out on either end of our jobs. Completely different jobs, but they overlap consistently, and that kind of goes without saying. So I am, and I'll put this logo up here because I understand it's little on this jacket, but I'm wearing a jacket by a company called LiveSword. I've had this jacket for a year or two now, but it's a company that I like their apparel. It is, full disclosure, it is a workout apparel company. They can go all the way to the gym rats, all the way down to you're just basic, you know, average individual that's just trying to keep tone. But they have a good message of, you know, the message of Live Sore is basically, you know, if you're not hurting just a little bit, you're not trying.
Yeah.
And one of their slogans is embrace the pain. And yes, you can take that into the gym, but you can also take that general life and what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of the reasons I like it. So full disclosure, not being secretive, I am a brand ambassador for them. Pretty recent. So they are sponsoring me, technically. So wanted to kick back to them on this video, let you know why I'm wearing it, talk to you about them. I'm not going to take away from our cigar time and our talk time in the video too much, but I'm going to put their links down in the comments if you're interested. You can always shoot us an email, go to their page, look it up. Pretty cool guys. Got some other things I'm trying to reach out for in the future, but right now, wanted to shout out to LiveSource. So I guess we can say that they're going to sponsor this, not officially, but they're going to sponsor this episode for me. So kick back to them a little bit. But that gives us a great point to talk to today, because there's an old stigma that has gone around cigars for years and years. Either one of y'all want to guess what I might be referring to?
Big old wealthy guy sitting in his chair, sitting back and just relaxing. That it's not for everybody, it's just for somebody.
Right. Is that really true anymore?
We kind of touched on that in one episode, I think, about how cigars are, it's for friendship.
Friendship therapy episode.
What was it?
I think that's what we called it.
Was it when we talked about it? Yeah, we were just talking about
it. Yeah, because
we
actually had stuff to talk about and talked about none of it, because we talked about the brotherhood and how this is kind of our little therapy session in a way.
Yeah.
We
talked about how, I think kind of what you were saying, how there's this stigma that cigars, you have to be rich and be of high class to smoke them, and it's like, that's not it at all.
No.
It's all about doing what we're doing, sitting around, smoking a cigar, having a drink, and just hanging out with the guys.
Yeah.
You talk about brotherhood and stuff like that. Like, growing up, you do sports, you do athletics, you do things like that. Go back to it. Johnny Bravo and I, before we even knew I was coming tonight, I knew Johnny Bravo before we did this. There was a brotherhood. We both played baseball. We hung out together. We did baseball together. Come back in, and now we're all washed up and retired now, doing old man sports like golf, but it's another brotherhood. It's something I can come to a guy who I've known for a while and be like, look, man,
yeah,
let's just sit around and talk, like, life problems out. Like, and I don't know the answer to everything. That's what's
crazy. So this, and I'm not going to cut you off. I'll let you finish, but he's referencing, like, before that they knew. So I've known Cates for about 3-ish years, maybe 3.5 at this point. I guess known you about the same time. I guess I probably met you about the same time in just completely different places.
Yep.
So I asked him about coming to join us, had no idea they knew each other. And then once I told each one of them who was coming, they were both like, oh, hell, yeah, my boy. I'm like, okay. Just past lives bringing you back full circle. So this stuff brings people together, man.
I mean, that's the cool thing. Like, I've had experiences. Johnny Bravo's had experiences since we've hung out. And I mean, different experiences, different knowledge, different looks out on life. It doesn't matter what your life is and what you've been through. It's just...
No, it doesn't.
Just sitting around and being able to kick it with the boys is always good.
And some of the... Anybody that's known me more than probably 5 minutes know that this is my chill time.
Yeah.
If I've got... If he's able to come over and hang out with me, great.
What
if
we
he can't, I'm still going to come out here.
Well, it was back in December. We, like, sat out here for, like... 4, 5, 6 hours and smoke 2 cigars and just watch movies and football.
And by 2 cigars, we mean 2 Gordos. Like, yeah, like if we're going to do it, we're going to do it right. Look,
now I feel left out here, but that's partly my fault. But
well,
look,
it was about only about like 4 or 5 months ago. And I don't remember. I asked you a question about scotch, I think. And you were like, dude, it pairs great with a cigar. And I was like, aha.
Yeah, it does.
And see, casual conversations, you find more.
You find more commonalities between people. I mean, we work
see each other
simultaneously.
Like,
we see each other
about 7 out of every 14 days in some form or fashion. I'm seeing you.
But you do.
And had no idea.
You're law enforcement. I'm medical. Yeah, we see each other. We work 2 different things, but just a simple question of, what do you think about scotch? Scotch pairs well with a good cigar. So does a good bourbon. Like, it's...
Here we are.
Here we are.
But but it just goes to show, it doesn't matter what your background is. You have something that y'all are have an interest in together, and then boom, here we are.
And I think I think me and him, first time we figured it out, is I think we were talking about... Remember that vape scare went around? Everybody kind of got the vitamin E crap, and so everybody was like blasting vape. Well, we were referencing that 2-3 years ago about, you know, how... We got on some social media kick, how social media was like flipping it off and making things what it wasn't. And we started talking about vape, talking about smoking, just sitting to cigars. And then a completely unrelated conversation about 30 minutes later realized we both enjoy cigars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, had the first year we knew each other, had no idea, just hadn't come up in conversation yet. So, and I think, and I know we said this with Woot, talking about how, you know, he kind of referenced how, you know, there used to be this class that, you know, if you're a female, you can't smoke cigars. It's unclassy. Screw that.
No.
And, you know, that's one I hate. And I cannot say the name of this group because it's also a business. But there is a very big cigar group that I follow on Facebook. If you're curious, ask me about it. But he has his own business, so he's careful about stuff like that. And he supports in there when, like, females are coming in there, girls are posting their picture of their smokes just like the dudes do. You know what? It's just as badass.
Mm-hmm.
So, just like we're talking, you know, it's not the old, you know, stereotypical old fat, happy, rich guys anymore.
No, and I mean, I'll even...
Who cares? The young, the healthy, the fit, the rich, the poor, who cares?
I'll even leave anybody. It as, I'm not Mr. Top Dog, and I'll lead it. I work in the medical field. I'm not going to tell you what I do, but I'm not a doctor, and... I'm an average Joe. I go out, I do my thing, I hunt, I fish, I do all that, but
right.
To sit back and enjoy a nice cigar and hang with some buddies, it's just a reason to get around. Like, some people, they're like, oh, we like to cook out, we like to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, go and cook out what you want to cook out, but I'm going to sit here and smoke my cigar and enjoy it and hang out with my boys.
Doesn't matter what our background is, what class you're in, doesn't matter. We're here enjoying a cigar that we all like. And
this is my go-to.
Hanging out.
Right here after a rough shift.
Oh, hell yeah.
You get home and your mind won't shut off because whatever you dealt with, right here. Sometimes nobody has any idea that I'm doing it, you know. But it's got to wind down somehow.
It's nice to actually have a way to wind down after a rough shift, but in turn that same way brings camaraderie and friendship with it as well.
Absolutely. And I don't even know. I mean, we could spend hours on that, but I don't think we would still quite touch the power that it has behind it.
No, I mean, it's. I mean, you could go back to. I mean, if you want to get real philosophical about it, you could go back all the way to Indian peace pipes and all that. I mean, there's ways of theoretical thinking about things and how they got around and thought through problems. What's the same way we're doing right now? We're thinking through problems through life, bouncing ideas off of buddies. We're just rolling with it.
And I know y'all hear Johnny say almost every time that when these cameras shut off, these lights turn off, we're still going to be here enjoying this. We're going to be here smoking. We don't put this out when the camera shuts off at the end of the show. We're going to sit here. We're going to talk. We're going to enjoy our company. That happens before as well. So it's not something we do only because we're here recording.
Mm-hmm.
The recording we do because it's fun and we're already going to be here. Might as well give y'all some entertainment to do.
It's just a hobby we picked up, you know? Well, you had been doing it, but...
I'd been doing it by myself. And Casey, I don't know if I've kind of hinted at this with you. I used to do some little shorts on my own. And if you dig enough on my channel, they're there. They're the Pursuing Positive. I left some of them up there. But that was by myself. And when my dad passed a few years ago, it got real hard for me to... It felt weird trying to tell everybody to be positive when I was struggling myself. It was... And I tried. I think I came back like two or three times. Like, hey, I'm back. I'm back. I'm back again. And I just couldn't. By myself.
But that's a thing in life.
People, and I stopped trying to do it by myself.
And see, that's a great thing. It takes people going through something like that or going through some kind of difficult thing in life. It could be from a father figure passing away. It could be from just a bad year. Damn. I mean, don't get me wrong. COVID was tough and other things were awful, but it takes that to realize... You can't do it on your own.
No.
You gotta have that support system. Don't get me wrong, I'm a married man. I love my wife. I love my child. But sometimes you need an outside perspective on the inside.
It's just life, man.
It's just life. I mean.
And I catch myself in the first couple, even the first couple of shows we did, we didn't really know how to do this.
We still don't know how to do it.
Still don't know how to do it. You know. The reason I have these multiple cameras up because we've had, on the technological side, we've had cases where I've set everything perfectly, wind knocked a camera off, temperature dropped and it, you know, chilled the battery and it shut off, or I was an idiot, forgot to clear the memory card and it filled up and it turned off. Stuff can happen. Mm-hmm. We've been learning that side. Just like we've been learning how to talk. Our first one, I mean... We'll still pull stuff out of magazines that we find interesting sometimes.
We actually wrote down
a script and
a notebook.
Oh,
yeah.
Because we didn't know.
We didn't know how it was going
to
go.
We didn't know how it was going to go, so we didn't know how we were going to ad-lib talking to people that's not directly in front of us.
I think it was like episode 3 or 4.
We probably were like.
Was whenever we started like, yeah. I think there was one episode we literally had like stuff to talk about.
Never touched it, I don't think.
Never touched it because we just talked about something else and I was like, well, we never get to that topic.
I bet you that was probably your most received and best appreciated video because it's just stuff off the cuff. It's life.
Yeah. I got,
life never goes as you plan.
I got some emails, I got some comments, and then one guy that none of us know posted was like, dang, you guys are underrated. This is great. And I'm like, that was from our opinion, we're like, that's the worst show we've done. But then we went back and watched it. We're like, oh, because that's just real.
Yeah.
You're looking at us as humans through a screen, realizing they're just some dudes just having fun, man.
Well, I think now it gets into you get to the point where you see stuff on social media like TikTok and Facebook, and you see stuff on TV. Oh yeah, it's reality TV. But I mean, if you watch it, you can clearly tell there's some script to that reality TV. It's nice to just sit back and listen to some buddies get together, enjoy a good cigar.
Now, reality TV, the NFL's not scripted, right? We're not going there.
We're not going there. That or the NBA.
Chiefs 550.
We know nothing.
I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth, sir.
Sorry, had to throw that out there. Couldn't help it.
But it's something everybody can relate to. And to be able to say, look, I'm that guy who goes and works that 9 to 5, or I'm that guy who goes and works that shift work. Let me tell you, shift work is a beast that some people don't know about. But to come home and be like, look, I can relate to those guys. Have a hard night on the shift, come home. Gosh, I need something just to wind down so I can go to sleep, pick myself back up and walk back through that door and go, all right, let's do it.
Because you have to brain dump.
Well, there goes that camera.
You called it, Pat.
I called it. We were having camera issues.
we're down to four now.
Just four.
One of these days, we're going to be so big, we're going to have our own producing crew.
I'm going to pay somebody to sit back here. What do you mean to do? Just turn the camera on when it keeps shutting off.
Yeah.
I can do that. You don't even have to pay me. Just let me have a nice cigar. Might get a nice smoky film across the front of it, but it'll be all right.
I'm down with that. This just means that when I go edit stuff later...
You get some nice little giggles with it?
Yeah, absolutely. What was it? I think it was our Christmas one. If you haven't watched the Christmas one, you should, because the first 5 minutes is...
Hold on, Pat. I hate to interrupt you. I don't know if they can hear it.
It's Taps.
But I'm going to have to say, we're going to have to stop for Taps, sir. It's time.
Take a moment.
One of the benefits living in earshot on a quiet night of a military base.
That's beautiful.
It's awesome.
If that picked up on the camera, I'll leave it in there. If not, then we'll fade through. But hopefully it picked up. That'd be fantastic.
That'd be perfect if it did, because
unexpected moments are
the best.
That and all the... I swear half the neighborhood has their dogs out tonight. I'm sure you've heard Hunt. Few of them already.
Look, you said we were between storms. I gotta let him pee at some point in time.
No. I rushed my boxer out here right before recording, because we learned episode one, he is not allowed out here when we were recording.
No?
That guy is something.
I think
else.
We just lost another one, sir. I think it was your friend over here.
Oh, that was, it's this one this time.
Oh, okay.
This is the point of redundancy. We learned that very quickly. And, I mean, I am using, I've got two of these cameras are new. A couple of them are not. We are not sponsored. We're not making money off of this. So as I'm able to upgrade cameras, I do.
Yeah, but I mean, once again, going back to touching to the whole bringing cigars and doing stuff with life and going with things. You have a camera fail. Okay, whatever. Just keep rolling.
Absolutely.
We'll still be here.
I swear by the time this is done,
we're going to have to make a new slogan. We're going to have to make shirts. And I swear our first shirt is going to be, we'll still be here.
We'll still be here. I mean, we may be talking to a blank screen and a mic, but we'll still be here.
Maybe we should do Holodown merch. Not to make money, just for the hell of it. Why not?
It would be kind of cool.
It would be kind of cool.
I could wear like t-shirts and hoodies.
I mean, you have the logo.
I have the logo. The logo is super simple, so you can do whatever the hell we want to with that.
We could just make some simple.
I have the website already, which is still being built. It'll be there eventually when I stop being lazy and actually, you know, sit down and do it.
Wait, you mean when you stop working shift work? Yeah, okay.
We get days off.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm doing OT on my day off tomorrow, so.
Once again, when you stop working shift work, sir.
While we're doing this today. You know, whatever.
I mean, brotherhood is brotherhood.
Brotherhood is brotherhood.
It doesn't matter what it's about. you can be brotherhood over a drink, you can be brotherhood over a cigar, you can be brotherhood over a sport. It's brotherhood in someone you trust or someone that you can confide in.
And that's... Yeah, I've confided some stuff in both of y'all that... Some of it's lighthearted, some of it is definitely not. But I know it stays in the circle, and that's what matters.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big thing. You gotta have a circle of trust. You're not talking... I don't know if you have to bleep this out, but you're not talking shit about somebody. You're just, dadgummit, it was a rough day, and I want to vent about this person being stupid. Definitely. Guess what?
Okay. But, if I got to bleep that out, I got to remove 2 episodes with Shannon.
Oh, okay, well, but
see,
I mean...
I said at some point I'd slip up and say his first name. Oh my gosh, actually, you know what? It's fine, because he blasted his entire contracting company, first name and everything, so I'm straight now.
Yeah, you're good. So, I mean, it takes the fact of, look, I'm not
There's the wind
up.
Again.
I'm not pissed off at this person. I'm not upset at this person. I'm just venting because what I think they did was stupid. Now, was it stupid? Maybe. Maybe not. But I just want to... Different opinions on different things.
Yeah. And if you only had 2 guests to figure out what he's referring to, you'd probably get it right on the first one.
Probably.
And there's... All right, that sums up with that camera. That's the 3rd time it shut off. I don't think that's the wind anymore. I'll figure that out after...
We'll just still blame it on the wind. It's okay.
Oh, I still blame it on the wind. It's the wind's fault. But... Whatever.
Yeah.
It may just have a bad battery, you know. Like I said, I gotta upgrade some stuff. But hey, you know what? We're here.
So you touched on that... I hate to bring it back up because you said you weren't gonna bring it back up.
Go ahead.
Touched on Live Sore a little bit. I mean...
Live Sore?
Live Sore, sorry. Okay.
I did it for a long time, too.
But, I mean... The way you were talking about it before we got on camera, but Live Sore, you got to feel that pain a little bit. It may not be going and hitting the gym all the time. It may be, daggone, it was a rough.
But I feel like if you kind of break it down and you say it slowly, Live Sore,
mm-hmm.
it kind of puts it in my mind that, like, when you're sore, it's a constant reminder that you're working hard.
Absolutely.
Whether it's in the gym or if you're just, like, I don't know, you're emotionally sore, like... You're working hard in life to fulfill your goals.
One of the overall military slogans is "No pain, no gain."
And in order to live and make those goals, sometimes you got to be sore. You know.
And with that, like living sore, it's not comfortable. It's
not
painful. Yep. It hurts. It sucks. You got to hit that bottom. Yep. You got to be like, "Dadgummit." I can't get that weight up. Or, dadgummit, I can't do that thing that my job wants me to do.
Right.
But once you get it and you can do it...
That accomplishment feels fantastic.
The
whatever your goal is.
The high is so much higher because that 100%. Low was a little bit low. I'm not going to say so low, but it was a little bit low.
And then you realize, like, dang, that was so worth it in the end.
What did we talk with Woot on the New Year's? Now, the cigar, if y'all didn't catch it, we hated the cigar. I'm not going to talk. We thought... I won't say much about that.
Quite earthy.
Woot, we're bringing your grave back, man. If you don't get that, watch the last one. So, but we use the term for menacing to kind of like segue into the new year. Like having some goals, having some accomplishments, setting some sights. We're kind of back into that conversation the last couple minutes. Because, you know, you're talking Live Sore, you know, whether it's their slogan of, you know, embrace the pain or, you know, and I would like to say, I don't know the guys that created, you know, the brand personally. I don't know them. But I would like to say that this is somewhere in the type of realm of conversation that they had when they built that idea. You know, you have some companies that are just all about, you know, not the trash talking, they have their niche, but are just stimulant based, just powerlifting. It's literally just gains. And I feel like the purpose behind the name of this company is a little bit broader. And it rolls over in perfectly, unexpectedly. I didn't think about this when I thought about mentioning it today. I was just thought about the stigma of, you know, different lifestyles enjoying cigars. But I feel that kind of works unexpectedly. Pretty freaking perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he referenced our friendship therapy episode. Well, guess what? There's some pretty freaking sore moments that led us to talk on that show. We did not say what those thoughts were on the camera, but we sat here for probably close to 2 hours before we hit the cameras because we just had some bro moments and vented.
Mm-hmm.
And like you led before, y'all are still here after the cameras shut off.
But think about it. Okay, so we were just talking about it before he came over. Like, briefly on where you're at. Like,
actually, yes.
Like, in that moment, we were talking about, like, this sucks.
And between there
sometimes
and
life just sucks. And then now it's like, flash forward months later, you're like, man, how are you doing? I'm doing great.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm doing great. But in unless
and
you
none
were,
of that was scheduled or planned.
Yeah,
just,
nothing at all.
But and you know what? You said you don't do stuff alone, right?
Mm-hmm.
When, and I've got a couple other friends that have said the same thing to me very recently. When I stopped trying to do life by myself,
makes it so
everything easier. Got
it
easier.
It just falls into place, man.
And you know, and
falls into place.
I don't mean any ill will to anybody that was involved ahead of that time frame. Those people in my life are still in my life to the appropriate degree. But I stopped carrying extra unneeded weight.
Yep.
But, I mean, it's not anything that... I wouldn't say unneeded weight is an example, but it's also the fact that you learned from that situation, you moved on from that situation. That situation wasn't a bad one.
No,
it's just
it.
It's just not Pat.
Right.
It's not just Johnny Bravo. It's not Gates. Like, certain people do certain things, and okay, cool, we hung out. Like, it's not me. All right, you do your thing, I'll do my thing.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal.
Amazing.
I think it just kind of goes back to the whole you can't go up unless you're down.
Yeah. You know, this is a very cliche, super corny cliche comment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've all heard growing up, probably long before we were growing up, that, you know, one of those adages is not how hard you fall, it's how you get back up, right?
Yeah.
And there is some very solid meaning to that, as corny as it may be. And it's probably only corny because it's been overused so much, but it's very true.
What's the military say? Simple, embrace the suck.
Embrace the suck.
You can use that in any aspect of your life. Embrace the suck. Anything worth it in your life, it's going to suck to get to that point.
I have like two or three of those shirts.
But I'm telling you, but
my two favorite shirts,
yeah, but
when you, that is embrace the suck, and the Marine specific version is pain is weakness leaving the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's right in line with what your thoughts going.
Yeah,
on. I mean, you leave that with all of that, and for someone who wasn't military, I'm not military. I'm not going to claim to be military. God, I respect the hell out of you because, man, I couldn't do what you did. But to understand that even that pain leaving the body, things I see at work,
bro,
pain leaving the body, man. I tried my hardest. I did my best. Sometimes, and get me wrong and cut me off, but sometimes God has a plan that you just can't control.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
And we've talked about that.
Yeah.
You know?
And
we've talked about doors closing and others open. You know, everything happens for a reason. I live by that motto.
Absolutely.
Everything happens for a reason. Kind of
like
even
if you don't know what the reason is. You may or may not find it out later, but it's still there.
You may not find that reason until you look back on it.
Yeah.
Hey, that was that reason that...
Yeah,
awful.
And
look,
man,
at this great thing I have now.
It really is crazy how life works. It really is, because it's like you could be just in the absolute slumps and go, what is going on in my life right now? Like, this sucks. And then 3 months later, you're going to go, holy crap, it all makes sense.
Yeah, it's just, that old cartoon light bulb.
But hey. Anybody who tells you, oh, I haven't been through that, I haven't enjoyed or reveled in the suck, either one... They haven't been through life.
It's true.
Or two.
Or it hadn't come to them yet.
It hadn't come to them
yet.
Or two, they didn't see it coming and haven't truly experienced the suck.
Yeah.
And have tried to cheap way it out.
And, you know, going back to kind of what you were saying as far as, like, when you realize you don't got to do it on your own. And, you know, I'm going to touch it a little more, you know, spiritually wise, but, like.
By all means.
Religiously wise, whenever you realize that you don't have to do it on your own and you've got God on your side and he's going to take care of you, the moment you believe that and you tell yourself that and you live by that day after day, everything is going to work out for you.
And to avoid lack of transparency and to seem like a hypocrite, because I do have friends that may watch this that knew me, I went through a pretty shady patch when it comes to spiritual. Some of it I had a little, and not that I was a full rebel, you know, by that means, but my dad was a preacher growing up. I was blessed to be raised appropriately. I did not have the need to become that rebel. I kind of had my phase older in life. And then about the time I was pulling myself out of, let's call it some unfair moments that I put myself in, I was getting back into it, and then my dad passed, and I boycotted God for a little bit. For absolutely no reason. I did it to myself, because, like, this is crap. I don't deserve this. What the hell?
Yeah.
And, you know, after a couple of years of that, talking to some other friends, you know, you included in some of those conversations, even he got some. You kind of start realizing, like, man, that was a... Well, that was me. I put myself through that. Now, I didn't put myself through the situation, but how I handled it was not the best way. Yeah. And I say that because I don't want anybody watching this that knew that phase I went through and be like, this dude's a lying piece of crap. No, I was just completely twisted and had lost my way. And I'm not just talking about, you know, the spiritual side of it. It caused that way, but even in my own life, I kind of lost my way with some things because... You know, I tried to take too much burden on myself, and it completely backfired. I tried to find ways to fix it on my own. Not good. So, you know, I was a little too naive, and I was not bringing in my friends into the fold when I should have. You know, and that's because part of it being selfish, I didn't want to make myself appear weak, and what it did is it made myself look weak.
But that's the stigma with men now. And like you said, having... females smoke cigars and stuff like that. There's a stigma that female smoking cigars is wrong or it's not cool. There's a stigma between men being soft.
We've actually hit on that before as far as just guys and bromance and... I'm not really bromance, but...
Screw it, bromance.
but what I mean by that
if
is
if you think
how,
that means more than it is, you don't know it. So screw it, bromance.
But what I mean by that is that, like, people, especially guys, like you were saying, they're afraid to express their feelings nowadays because they don't want to be put off as weak and emotional. And it's like, no, man, like, everybody needs somebody to talk to. If there's something going on, you should be able to have those people in your life that you can go to, and they're never going to judge you for expressing your thoughts and emotions and feelings.
Absolutely.
Because you're going through something. If anything, they should be there for you and give you advice. And
I'd much rather you come to me directly in person and call me out on my shit than judge me and do nothing for me if you're supposed to be a friend of mine.
Well, that's not a real friend.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the point.
But then on top of it, like, as, I mean, I know Pat's not, and Johnny Bravo, I don't think you are. Married man here. So, but as a married man, like, don't get me wrong, I love bouncing ideas and problems off my wife. My wife is my rock. But sometimes when it comes to it, it's just like, look, I see your opinion. I just need another opinion or somebody else.
Opinion.
Yeah.
Or a guy's opinion or even another, just someone else's opinion. It doesn't have to be a guy.
Or as one of my female friends says, I need another idiot's opinion.
Yeah, I need another female's opinion. I need another female besides the one that keeps telling me at the house, hey, you're being stupid. I need another female.
Because when you go and get told by somebody else you're being stupid, then you're like, okay,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
She was right, but I can't let her.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not ever going to tell her.
She can't know that now. Come on.
No, this. In fact, I've actually got I've got two female friends of mine that are big cigar smokers. I might bring them on here one time just to broaden this. Like Shannon said, we call it a brotherhood, but brotherhood's a catch-all term. It's not a manhood.
I think we should stick with friendship therapy.
I love this, man.
I think you should change it to from a brotherhood to friendship therapy. Because it doesn't matter your walk of life. It doesn't matter your...
I like
how
that
you,
term.
How you...
Can we code that?
I don't know which one of us said that first, but I freaking...
I'm pretty sure it was you.
I don't remember. I just know we kept talking about it. It's fucking great.
And for people who even don't like...
F-bombs included.
Yep. I mean, there's got... If you live in the South, there's got to be some kind of F-bomb or... curse word in there.
Like I said, if Woot's episodes are still online, we're safe.
Look, I want to be on a Woot episode. I watched Woot.
Easy.
I watched Woot's episode last night. Freaking loved it. I want to be on Woot's episode, and if that means that we get less views because it's a Woot episode,
so be it.
Count me in.
Well, I hate to, this is the worst time of the episode, because I'm looking at the clock and realizing, as we said, when you start talking, time flies.
It does.
So, I think this has been a perfect example. We bring somebody not new to us, bring somebody new to the show, and this, you know, you went from, I mean, all we went from is me like a little bit segueing over this company that I'm sponsoring now into an expanded view of what we referenced the Friendship Therapy, you know, a couple months back.
And what we think they're
yeah, and what we believe
is, yeah. And
whether that's what they believe or not.
And if anybody from Lipsor happens to run across this and wants to correct us or expand on it, by all means do so. This is our opinion on it. So if it's spot on, great. If it's not, this is our take on it, and it's something that we can build on with it, and that alone is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So
everybody has their own interpretation on life.
Everybody has their own interpretation on life. Facts.
But at the end of the day, live sore.
Live sore.
Live sore.
Well, due to the clock, we will definitely include Kate's on some more of these stuff. Said, you know, life permitting, me and Johnny Bravo will still be here. you know, but just like bringing Wooten to the fold, bringing Kate's into the fold, you know, the Hollow Down Cigar Lounge was a concept idea, but it's turning into a circle of friends that's becoming broader by the day, which is pretty awesome. And y'all are included in it.
I mean, you need a circle of friends, different friends with different opinions to make life a whole hell of a lot easier.
Absolutely. So, but we'll come back to this again very, very soon. We're gonna keep putting stuff out to you guys. So, Kate, thanks for joining us. Definitely gonna be back again.
Heck yeah.
Very soon. Maybe more regularly. We'll see how this goes down. And thank y'all for listening. If you're listening, thank you for watching. If you're watching, until next time. Stay safe, fam.
Peace out.